Three Alternate Explanations to Events in Krishna Leela, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, once Mother Yashoda addressed one of her friends in this way, Nanda Maharaj, the leader of the cowherdsmen, worshipped Lord Vishnu along with me, and as a result of this worshipping Krishna has been saved from the clutches of Putana and other demons. The twin Arjuna trees were, of course, broken due to a strong wind, and although Krishna appeared to have lifted Govardhan Hill along with Balrama, I think that Nanda Maharaj actually held the mountain. Otherwise, how could it have been possible for a little boy to lift such a great hill? The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 43.
1. Vishnu protected against Putana.
It is amazing that such a large creature tumbled to the ground without causing harm to the infant attached to her breast. It is a wonder that Krishna was not affected. It is like he had no idea what went on, that a witch had infiltrated our community with the purpose of killing him. It must be the favor of Vishnu. The husband of Lakshmi must be looking after our beloved Krishna. That is the only explanation. We will continue to pray to that source of men, Narayana, so that Krishna may be protected in all directions.
2. A strong wind brought down the twin trees.
We cannot believe our great fortune. Those twin trees fell down, but not on Krishna. He was bound to the mortar at the time. From the scene of the event, it looks like the mortar could have been the reason the trees fell, but there is no way Krishna has sufficient strength. Those trees are like pillars. The roots extend deep into the earth. We know that wind is one of the most powerful elements in the world. It must have been the wind. Luckily, Krishna was not hurt.
3. Nanda Maharaj held up the mountain.
Krishna is so kind upon us. That first Govardhan Puja was amazing. Everyone was happy. The food preparations were wonderful to behold. Everything went well, except for the aftermath. That torrential storm looked like an intentional strike, presaging the time for the destruction of the world. That wonderful hill saved us. It looked like Krishna uprooted Govardhan and held it above his head, but it must have been Nanda Maharaj helping. A mere child does not hold sufficient strength to accomplish such a feat. It was a collective effort.
It may be asked how the residents of Gokul Vrindavan could sustain a relationship, in their manner of choosing, with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How could they maintain the closeness? How could they properly uphold their end of the bargain? These are legitimate questions, since the traditional approach is in the manner of supplication. God, please give me this. God, please give me that. Even in the case of exasperation, there is acknowledgement of the superiority of the corresponding entity.
God, how could you let this happen to me? God, I don't think anyone has it worse than me. I sometimes joke to myself that I should be the one offered respects. You have never had to deal with the same issues. Really, I would like to blame you as much as I can, but I know you're not that mean. I am having such a difficult time, and I expect you to come through, at long last.
It was quite a different scene in the farm community some 5,000 years ago. The cowherd friends viewed Krishna as their equal. They went out to the pasturing grounds together. They shared in the responsibility of looking after the calves. Sure, it was Krishna who could bring everyone together by ascending Govardhan Hill and playing his flute. That just meant he was special. He was extraordinary within the group, but he was still part of the group. It was not as though he were taken to be God. No one makes friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that way. Nanda Maharaj was the caretaker. He assigned responsibilities to the young Krishna. He also took advice, on occasion, such as with being persuaded to start the first Govardhan Puja. Nanda took joy in seeing Krishna's attempt at bringing slippers. Mother Yashoda viewed Krishna as the helpless dependent. That darling child needed her breast milk in order to grow properly. There had to be vigilant oversight, to prevent him from eating dirt, for instance. He could barely be left alone. Anything less would invite calamity. The Acharyas explain that these are the workings of Yogamaya. There is an illusion in that one does not see properly, but the effect is auspicious. There is no harm and there is no binding effect in terms of karma. Rather, Yogamaya works in such a way that the individual comes closer and closer to God. Their love for him only increases. They love in such a way that they serve spontaneously. They do not have to be cajoled, persuaded, or threatened with punishment. In fact, their love can be so strong, such as with the gopis, that they are willing to risk eternal condemnation in order to see to the satisfaction of Jewel of Vrindavan. In closing, lifting hill wide and tall, those two trees to fall, must have been Vishnu protecting, not supernatural power detecting, Yogamaya here at play, when explaining away, closer and closer going, in this way Krishna knowing.